This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
Ice fishing is a Wisconsin tradition. Though it may not always seem like it, our winters are getting warmer, unfortunately, which means lakes and rivers aren't freezing over as fast as they used to. Never assume the ice is safe. It may be a foot thick in one location and only an inch or two just a few feet away. Drill holes to check for at least 4 inches of solid, clear ice before you drop your line. You can find more ways to enjoy winter safely at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Friday, December 26th at 7:30 p.m., this is 2025 Schwamigan Madrigals Alumni Party over at Old Abe's. This is an evening event for Madrigal alumni from Park Falls and Schwamigan, and they do ask that there are no unsupervised minors, as this will be an after-normal operating hours event. Once again, this is taking place Friday, December 26th at 7:30 p.m. over at 229 Division Street right here in Park Falls. 2 Wisconsin kids have now died of preventable illnesses this season. Here's Savannah Tomey-Olson with more.
The State Department of Health Services says over the last few weeks, one child has died of COVID-19 in western Wisconsin and another has died of the flu in the northeastern part of the state. Tom Haupt is a respiratory disease epidemiologist from the State Health Department.
Nobody wants to lose a child, let alone have a child die during the holiday season. We got to feel so sorry for the families. You know, we certainly offer our sympathy to all the families and friends of these 2 children that died. But unfortunately, these things do happen. The best way to prevent it is to get the vaccination.
It's hard for scientists to determine how severe of a cold, flu, RSV, COVID season we'll have.
There is that particularly mutant strain that's going around with H3 virus influenza that maybe does not give as much protection, which means a lot of people are thinking it's going to be a more severe season. Based on what we've seen in the Southern Hemisphere, Australia, New Zealand, they have had severe years, but also very prolonged years from the time it starts through the activity, higher activity, till the time it peaks. It was much longer this year than it has been in the past.
Across Wisconsin, only 28% of eligible people have gotten the flu shot, and only 10.6% have gotten an updated COVID-19 vaccine.
To be honest with you, it's kind of disappointing, the numbers that have come in.
So many people are about to be traveling and gathering for the holidays. It's the perfect opportunity for viruses to spread. Health experts say it's never too late to get vaccinated. You can start by checking with your doctor's office, your pharmacy, and your local health department. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomey-Olson.
As snow returns and the plows begin to work the roads once more, we would like to remind you of some safety tips for driving with them. Please be patient as plow drivers are working to improve roads for you. Stay back and stay alert. Plows may stop, turn, or exit abruptly. Slow down. Plows do travel slowly in the snow, and so should you. Drive at a speed that's safe for conditions. And remember, while it is legal to pass a plow, it is not safe as they can create blind spots. Use your best judgment and always pay attention to stay safe on your commute. Saturday, December 20th, from 1 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., it's Art for Hope at the Mercer Island Library. This isn't just an afternoon of painting ornaments, creating kindness cards, or meeting Santa. It's a moment for the community to come together, to pause and connect. Every brushstroke and every shared smile honors the courage of children and brings comfort to families navigating the hardest journey of their lives, pediatric cancer. This is hosted by Kairos Hope Foundation, and you can learn more at kairoshope.org. And once again, this is taking place Saturday, December 20th from 1 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. over at the Mercer Island Library. On August 11th, 2026, Wisconsinites will head to the polls to cast their ballots in primaries across the state. Here's Lisa Hale with more information.
One of the primaries that's already collected a wide field of candidates is the Democratic primary for 6th Congressional District. Joey Marshall, 42, who lives in rural Washera County, is one of 7 candidates vying to take on incumbent Glenn Grothman in November. Marshall says politics aren't in his wheelhouse, but he feels normal, average working-class people are not being represented in the nation or in the 6th Congressional District.
I've always been taught when I was younger that if you want something done, you either do it or you deal with it and keep your mouth shut.
Since April, Marshall has been holding town hall-style meetings.
But I wanted to get out there and let our community know what was going on, like with all the dose cuts and all the different things that were happening so fast in our government that I could barely keep up and I was paying attention.
Marshall says his primary platform is making sure everyone in the 6th Congressional District and the nation has quality, affordable health care. Human rights and affordability are also top of mind for Marshall. He says the Trump administration's tariff policy has harmed the 6th Congressional District.
The majority of the area is farming. If not farming, it's manufacturing. Both of those are affected by tariffs.
Marshall considers himself an everyman. The 6th CD stretches from Manitowoc, Sheboygan, and Ozaukee counties to Columbia, Marquette, and Washera counties in the west.
I'm Austin Brumay, and this has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Packers take on the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL, one of the greatest rivalries in sports, the Packers and Bears in Chicago. It's been a while since both teams had a shot at the postseason. Matt LaFleur on what to expect.
I think it'll be like the first time we went down there in 2019 to open up the season. I think it's going to be electric. I'm sure they're going to have the big baritone national anthem guy out there and piping it away. I think it's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere. It's playoff football atmosphere, so it'll be fun.
Kickoff at Soldier Field, 7:20 tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks losing to the Raptors, 111-105. Milwaukee's lost 7 of their last 10 games. They'll play the Timberwolves in Minnesota Sunday night. Badgers basketball tonight at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin hosts Villanova. Women's college volleyball. The match lasted 5 long sets. Wisconsin coming up short. They were eliminated by number 1 ranked Kentucky, 3-2. Wisconsin finished the season with a record of 28-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today, our high right around 15 this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with a little light snow overnight. It'll be around or less than an inch. We'll drop down to around 10 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.